Peace of the Lord be with you. Friends, the last Friday of February. How are we feeling about that? Spring is coming. It's coming. We're right around the corner. We're so grateful you're here today, particularly those of you who are looking at Hope College that are visiting today. We want to welcome you to Hope College. It's fantastic. Brother, don't leave yet. We're just getting going. Don't leave. All right. Hey, one quick announcement. This is the last day of the Breaking the Chains week, and there is a documentary tonight at Moran Park at 7 p.m. Entitled In Plain Sight. So this has been a week where we've set aside to look at sex and labor trafficking, and for those of you who have been involved in that week, you know how significant it is when people are paying attention to the injustices going on in their own backyard. And so I want to encourage you to take a look at that tonight at 7 p.m. at Moran Park. It's my great joy to introduce to you an emerging friend of mine, Vince Bontu. Vince is going to be on campus for a couple days. He's from Newark, New Jersey. Flew in last night, put his head down with the pillow at the Hayward Center about 2 a.m.?
About 3.
About 3 a.m. So my brother, he's here. He's fired up. Would you please give Vince a great Hope College welcome?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Hope College. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. 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 It is a pleasure to be here with you this fine, cold Michigan morning. If you have your Bibles, and if you want to, you can open them up to Judges chapter 6. We're going to just read a few verses today. If you don't, that's fine. I'm going to try to read nice and loud. We can follow along. But we're going to be looking at chapter 6 of the book of Judges, and we're going to start at verse 12. So Judges 6, verse 12. If you have it, say amen. If you don't have it, say hold on. Okay, I'll hold on. Judges chapter 6. Verse 12, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, that's Gideon, and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty warrior. Gideon answered him, but sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wondrous deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. I hereby commission you. He responded, but sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord said to him, but I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them. Father God, we thank you so much for your word, Lord. We thank you that your word is alive, Lord God, that it speaks to us, Lord, that it encourages us, it admonishes us. Lord God, we ask that you would just come and rule and reign this place. We thank you for the worship, Lord God. And as we continue to worship through the proclamation and the meditation of your word, Lord God, may we be encouraged and challenged this morning. And we invite you into this time that you would speak a fresh and new word in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning again, Hope College. It's a pleasure to be here with you this fine morning, and I'm so encouraged to look out and see all of these faces, all the people here at this wonderful Christian college, and I just want to say I'm really encouraged, and I want to encourage you and just say how much it blesses me to see so many people here who are engaging in God's call for their lives. And you're here in this place, and I know sometimes everything may not be easy. The college life isn't always easy, but I'm just so encouraged to see so many people pursuing God's call in their life. I also went to a Christian college. It's another one. It's on the other side of this cold lake called Wheaton College. And, you know, I remember, it wasn't that long ago, and I remember being in a new, strange place, and some things were different for me. Growing up in the city of St. Louis, it was a little bit of a culture shock. Things were different. And I remember going there as a freshman, you know, just feeling really afraid and you know, feeling like not really sure what God had for me. And I remember they had this trip where we actually came here in Michigan in the UP, and we would go out into the wilderness, and we would go out there and just have a backpack for like 3 weeks. And I was, you know, I remember first receiving the information about this trip and being like, there's no way I'm doing that. I'm already going to this Christian college. That's enough of a stretch. You can't take me out to the woods. I've never been to the woods before. I'm not a nature person, you know, I'm a city boy. But for some reason, as soon as I got the brochure, I threw it in the trash. And then I heard of the voice of the Lord from the trash can saying, come and pick me up. And so I didn't know what this was about. So I went out and I did this thing. And I'm like, why am I out here in the woods? I was out there. This is the only time I've been camping. And the one time my intro to it was this hardcore experience. And I'm going around camping. I'm eating dried food that we heat up and everything and dealing with leeches on my legs and everything. And we came to this lake one day, and it was this perfect cliff diving spot. And all of these guys, they were like, yeah, dude, like, we're going to cliff dive. And they were, you know, jumping over this cliff. And I was just like, there's no way I'm doing that. This is enough. I draw the line here. I can only be stretched so far. And I was looking down at this cliff, and it must have been a good 100 feet. And I was like, there's no way I'm jumping off of that. But these guys, they were like outdoorsy. They were just diving and doing twists and turns and flips. And I was just looking. I was like, you know, that does look kind of fun. And so they like, come on, Vince, come do it. Come do it. And then, you know, I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And I think it must have took me about a half an hour to actually do it. I was standing at the ledge. I'd kind of inch up to it and then, like, kind of step back. And they're just watching me the whole time, being patient with me. Like, come on, Vince, you can do it. Cheer, like, clapping, cheering me on. And then I spent maybe about the last 10 minutes, like, kind of right on the edge. Just kind of like, and when I finally did it, I just kind of like, it wasn't a grandiose thing. I just kind of like gently leaped down. And the whole time down, I was like this. I didn't know what I was going to hit. And then as soon as I got down, the whole way down, I was like, why did I do this? And then as soon as I hit the water, I was like, dude, that was awesome. And I started to go up. I must have done it like 10 more times. And I'm doing it more confident now. I'm running off. I'm like, ah, in the air, going down, spinning around and stuff. But I share that to say that, you know, I think sometimes in life, and I really am encouraged by the story of Gideon, that sometimes in life when God calls us to things, it can be scary at first. And I don't know if anybody can feel me. But, you know, when God calls you to something, sometimes it looks kind of scary. It might take you a while to work up to it. But the message that God's really put on my heart this morning that I want to encourage you with is that, you know, I think you may have heard before that, you know, the things that God calls us to are scary sometimes. And we don't know, we can't see the whole path ahead of us. And that we have to respond and just trust in him. I think you guys have probably heard that before. And it's very true, and it's necessary for us to remember that. But I wanted to focus a little bit from this passage on the other side of that coin. And I wanted to just offer an encouragement to you that when you're in those times and places where you feel like God is calling you to something, and it's scary, and you're not really actually looking forward to it, but you're going to respond in obedience, that, you know, it's okay to actually be scared. It's okay to actually be a little bit frustrated, or it's okay to be a little sad. Or about the challenges that brings. That, you know, I think what, you know, God is offering us from his word this morning comfort in that. I wanted to show a quick movie clip. I'm a big movie buff. I love movies. I'm a little bit of an addict, so I'm actually doing some fasting right now during Lent. And it's actually harder for me to go without movies and without food. And so because, you know, I'm so excited to be here, I wanted to share with you actually a short clip from my favorite movie of all time. I love all kinds of movies, but my favorite movie of all time is Indiana Jones. That's my favorite. I love it. I love Star Wars too, but I love Indiana Jones. And I want to show you a clip. This is actually from the end of the movie. So if anybody hasn't seen it, first of all, where have you been? But second of all, I'm sorry, it's going to be a little bit spoiled. This is the movie where he's looking for the Holy Grail, and he's being forced to go through all these challenges and traps because he has to get it, the Grail, to heal his father who's been shot. So that's the scene in the movie that we come to right here. All right. Love that movie. If you haven't seen it, there's still some more, so it's not the total end. But I remember when I first saw this movie, I was about 7 years old, and I was new in my faith in Christ. And so I was so encouraged and blessed by this movie, I knew that God would also help me walk on air, just like he did Indiana Jones. So I went home and got on the coffee table, and I did the same thing. I was praying, and I put my foot out just like Indiana Jones, and then I fell and broke my arm. And so my mom then had to explain to me about not putting the Lord, that God, to the test. But the thing that I really find encouraging in this part is, you know, again, this is, I think it's a good metaphor, this idea of stepping out on faith, you know, not even, you know, because sometimes that's what it can feel like to follow Jesus. It can feel like, I'm going to die. Like, what are you asking of me, you know? And it can, and in following Jesus, being a disciple of Christ is a costly thing. And God does call us to step out in faith and obey him. But the thing I want to focus on there is even looking at, you know, when he did it, and he did, you know, step out on faith, but did he look happy about it? You know, did he look confident and encouraged? No, he was scared. He was sweating and holding his chest, and he was scared. And that's how it is for us a lot of times. But that's okay, you know. That, even in this story in Gideon, you know, this is an amazing story of how God chooses the weak. Gideon is the least in his family. His family is the least in the tribe of Manasseh, which is not really one of the significant tribes of Israel. So God is picking one of the least expected persons to do this mighty task. This is the time in Israel where in between coming out of Egypt and entering the promised land and then into a united monarchy where they're being ruled by judges. And they get caught in this cycle, this cycle of rebelling against God and being punished, and then God raising up a judge who will save them and bring them back to worship of God Yahweh. And so Gideon is, again, the least likely hero, but God calls him and Gideon obeys God. But in the same way, does Gideon respond with confidence and with, you know, assuredness? No, Gideon is scared. He say, how are you going to do this? And does God, look how God reacts to Gideon, though. He doesn't say, like, how dare you question me or how dare you be afraid. But what does he say? He says, God is with you, mighty warrior. And then he still questions. He says, I will be with you. And that's the God that we serve. We don't serve a God that gets frustrated with us. I think sometimes that, I don't know if anybody else has ever felt it, but sometimes I feel like my feelings, especially if they're not always positive, are not acceptable to God, that I shouldn't feel that way. I should always be happy. I should always be. And I think that what God is encouraging, been teaching me, is that, you know what, it's okay if sometimes I have to have him help me in my unbelief, and that if I'm a little scared. And that I think sometimes we as people are not as accepting of one another's fears and doubts and insecurities. And sometimes I think we apply that to God. But the encouragement as we close that I want to leave you with is that if anyone is struggling with those kinds of fears or doubts, I want to encourage you this morning that you are not alone. I struggle, I fear, and all of us do. And you know what? God is not put off by that. God embraces you and accepts you. And just like with Gideon, he says that I will be with you. And whatever the task is that God is calling you to do as you follow him, he is going to be with you, and he is with all of us. He is the God who is with us, and he will accomplish great deeds through us for the glory of his name. Amen? Amen. Thank you very much.